Now, August 14th marks the end of a war that Israel waged on Lebanon in the summer of 2006. The 33-day war pitted Israeli forces against the fighters of Lebanon's resistance movement. Now, Hezbollah has held an annual rally commemorating its victory over Israel. Hezbollah's chief says Tel Aviv was only able to commit massacres and kill over 1,000 civilians, but could not achieve any of its military or political objectives. Mariam Saleh reports from Beirut.
Thousands of Hezbollah supporters have held a rally in commemoration of the 9th anniversary of the end of the 2006 Israeli war against Lebanon. During the 33-day war, Israel attacked both Hezbollah's positions and civilian infrastructure. Hezbollah was mainly seen as the winner of the conflict because it led to the withdrawal of Israeli forces from southern Lebanon, based on the United Nations resolution approved to cease hostilities. Speaking at the rally, which took place in Wadi al-Hajjad in South Lebanon, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said Hezbollah's victory against Israel changed the regional equation of power.
This resistance is connected with all its different forms. It has been connected from that conference up until today. It brought about victories. It also made achievements, and it changed the equations. And it also toppled the projects of occupation and hegemony in Lebanon and the region.
Sayyid Nasrallah also warned the Israelis that their army would be defeated in the valleys, mountains, and coasts of Lebanon if they attempt another invasion against the country. He also accused the United States of using ISIL terrorists to divide the region to reach its objectives.
Today, America is using ISIL for the sake of dividing the region, whether ISIL knows it or not. If you recall, 1 year ago, I said this, and I said that America is not serious in any way whatsoever in the war on terrorism and the war on ISIL. America wants to take advantage of ISIL in order to redraw the region once again, in order to topple governments, in order to topple regimes.
The war ended with the Israelis incapable of achieving any of their declared objectives, but the war left Hezbollah more popular than ever.
I am proud of our fighters that defeated Israel, and we will celebrate every year this divine day.
We're here to celebrate a glorious day when our resistance defeated our enemies after 33 days.
The 2006 Summer War Commemoration is being held in Wadi al-Hajjad in South Lebanon, an iconic place where the Israelis lost some 13 tanks in just one battle. Israelis coined it the war within the war. Hezbollah considered it the beginning of a new era where the legend of the Merkava tank had fallen, along with the Israeli morale, for the years to come. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, from Wadi al-Hajjad, South Lebanon.